Hey guys, welcome to season 2 of Thunderbolt Earth, the podcast series where we discuss anything related to Earth. Today we are going to be answering a few interesting questions that you guys asked us on Twitter when we wanted to know if you had any questions related to climate change and natural resources. So one of our followers asked us two questions, so I'll be first answering question number one, and then I'll provide an answer to the second question. So the first question is, when will the country Greenland, which is benefiting from the effects of climate change, experience the negative consequences that come with the extraction of natural resources? Could this country be damaging their environment, economy, and the lives of its citizens while gaining more access to its natural resources due to climate change? The extraction of natural resources is very beneficial to countries since it makes industrialization, food, water, energy, and medical care more available and reliable. However, there are also many ways that the extraction of natural resources can be negatively affecting the different types of ecosystems surrounding the extraction location, the citizens of the country, and the country's economy. The extraction of natural resources can damage the environment by causing air, land, and water pollution, as well as the destruction of ecosystems. The temperatures in countries in the Arctic region are increasing twice as fast as the rest of the world due to climate change. As the Arctic ice continues to melt from the rising temperatures, countries such as Greenland are gaining more access to their natural resources. Greenland's ice cover is starting to reveal rich mineral and energy sources, including diamonds, zinc, iron ore, lead, gold, rare earth elements, uranium, and oil. The increased availability of natural resources in Greenland means that there can be a major economic boom in the country. Greenland is home to one of the world's largest undeveloped deposits that contain rare earth elements. According to the company that is developing the mine, Greenland Minerals Limited, says that the country would receive $240 million in taxes and royalties every year during the mine's planned 37-year lifespan. The rare earth elements found in the deposit are used in many things, including cell phones, wind turbines, and electric cars. Greenland's economy is highly dependent on the fishing industry since it is responsible for more than 85% of the country's export and more than 20% of the country's population work in fisheries. Many of the citizens of the country are worried that the dust from radioactive byproducts will be blown across the landscape and will contaminate soil, water, and marine life. If the water becomes contaminated by radioactive byproducts, the aquatic life will not be able to survive. Water pollution causes oxygen levels to decrease in the water, which causes the plants and animals to suffocate. If the fish populations decrease in Greenland, the fishing industry will be negatively affected, which will cause the country's economy to suffer. Climate change is already affecting the shrimp fishery and causing a decline in the total amount of shrimp in Greenlandic waters, so the mining will damage the fishing industry even more. The mining activities can also pollute drinking water and the air, which will be harmful to the locals and terrestrial ecosystems. The air pollution can affect nearby sheep pastures and can increase the risk of respiratory problems for the locals. If the drinking water is contaminated, it can lead to health issues in the locals, such as cancer or cardiovascular problems. The deposits that contain rare earth elements are located in Kvavenfjell, which is a mineral deposit site located near the village of Narsik. The village's Inuit population relies on tourism for revenue and fishing and sheep farming for its remaining economic sectors. The opening of the mine may increase local employment. However, an IA member of parliament from Narsik, who has been campaigning against the mine since 2013, says the locals will not be able to earn money from the mines because they have no experience with developing, extracting, and processing rare earth minerals. When the mining project is done, it will just leave the local people with polluted land, so the project will just pose a threat to the locals and to the island's pristine ecosystem. The Inuit communities are concerned about the mining project as it could cause damage to indigenous traditions and their way of life. The Inuit communities have acted like bystanders to the 300 years of development in the country under direct Danish rule, which lasted until 1979, and they should not have to feel like bystanders to the mining development. The IA party wants to gain independence over time and is allowing Greenland to grow economically only if they are able to protect the environment from the mining project and improve the lives of the people in the Inuit community. In conclusion, Greenland can expect to experience the negative effects that come with extraction of natural resources during and after the mine's planned 37-year lifespan. The damage caused by the mining project can be reduced if the country is able to find a balance between economic development, environmental protection, and the protection of the people in the Inuit communities. So the second question the follower asked was, how can countries that are gaining more access to their natural resources due to climate change find a balance between economic development, environmental protection, and the protection of the country's citizens during the extraction of natural resources? The IA party says that the best way for Greenland to grow economically with the mining project while protecting the environment at the same time is by improving agricultural production in the country. This will help reduce the country's ecological footprint linked to transport, since the country largely relies on food imports. The company that is developing the mine is trying to reduce the potential environmental effects of the radioactive waste produced by building a 2-mile-long pipeline that will carry the tailings to a lake that is above the fjord. However, a plan still needs to be made for how to manage the radioactive dust that can contaminate nearby sheep pastures and water sources. The company can at least shut down mine operations during extreme weather, such as windy conditions, because that is when more radioactive dust can be blown across the landscape. When the mining project is over, the company should rehabilitate that mined land instead of leaving it as an exposed and polluted area. Mine rehabilitation is important because the damage done by mining activities needs to be repaired so that the land will be safe to use in the future. The mining company should also create jobs for both skilled and unskilled workers, as this will help improve the mental health of Inuit communities. The Inuit communities have been dealing with high rates of suicide due to the growing unemployment, which is why local employment is important. Hiring members of the Inuit community will provide the mining company with a more accurate assessment, since they will know what would be considered significant impacts to their environment and community. So another question that one of our followers asked us is, what can the government of Canada do to preserve natural resources that are being negatively affected by climate change? It is important for countries to preserve natural resources as climate change continues to put stress on these essential resources. As the population of the world increases, the consumption of natural resources also increases. So we need to conserve natural resources to benefit from them now, and so the future generations can also benefit from them. Intense precipitation events, erosion, floods, and droughts caused by climate change can all negatively affect natural resources. The government should encourage partnerships among companies so that one company's waste can be reused by another company. In other words, companies should use recycled materials to make new products. This will put less stress on the Earth's natural resources because it decreases the need for extracting and processing more natural resources. It will also require less energy than making products from trees, fossil fuels, or metal ores. Therefore, if the government encourages companies to make products from the waste produced by another company, these limited natural resources will be available for future purposes. The government can also implement more regulations to reduce emissions, which will help reduce the stress put on natural resources. Reducing methane emissions by 40 to 45% will help prevent the formation of ground-level ozone, which is a gas that is harmful to ecosystems and crops. The government should implement the Clean Fuel Standard Regulation, which will encourage fossil fuel suppliers to use clean technologies and supply fuel that is cleaner and less polluting overall. Another way the government can reduce the stress put on natural resources is by banning the sales of gasoline-fueled cars to increase the number of zero-emission vehicles in Canada. Therefore, if the government implements more regulations to reduce emissions in the country, the natural resources will have the ability to be preserved for longer. So we have unfortunately come to an end for episode 1 of season 2. But make sure to tweet us at Thunderbolt Earth if you have any questions that you want us to answer. Thanks for watching and see you in the next episode!